Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Welcome to This Could Get Awkward.
Episode 20.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can tweet us at TCGA Podcast. There is Facebook, This Could Get Awkward. Our email is thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. Is there such thing as .ca for Gmail? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
People ask sometimes. Yeah. And then we also have our website, thiscouldgetawkward.com. So did you want to start with
something? I'll talk. I'll start with the story of the events that took place yesterday. Well, I guess it'll be recently. These events took place recently. So there is like a big expo and like fair, I guess, in our city right now, and we went to it, and we did the Ferris wheel, which is always, like, it's like a romantic idea, right? But it's actually, and
it's overrated, I think.
Well, it's a romantic idea, and I believe that it's considered to be a pretty tame ride, but I just want to say that it's actually pretty scary. You're really high up. Your thing is just like teetering back and forth. And like, it's pretty high.
So like, you just don't go to amusement parks then?
Well, I enjoyed it, but my stomach hurt and I was scared the whole time.
What?
Anyways,
on a Ferris wheel?
That was the Ferris wheel. And my favorite ride is, I don't know, I've heard it called the Swing of the Century or like Swing Around the World.
Is it just like a
world.
Big ship or something?
Like rocks no, back and it's forth? Like it's like you're in a swing and there's like a bunch of swings and it just like goes around in a circle and like you're on a swing and it feels like you're flying.
I hate that ride. It makes me sick.
Oh, I love that ride. It's so just like graceful and lovely and fun and safe feeling at the same time, though. Because I'm like, if my swing detaches, I'll for sure hurt myself, but I can probably like tuck and roll and not die.
Oh my gosh. I think you could easily die if the swing fell off of that.
Probably.
Flung into
some
other
reason,
like.
I feel safer on it.
Okay.
And then. So we did those rides and then we weren't going to do anything else really. Like then actually like a huge storm rolled in and we ended up going inside and there was like a indoor drinking area and we just like drank a bunch. And then we went on a ride called the Zipper.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar? So you're in a cage with another person and then your cage basically goes in like an oval shape. Up and down, but your cage, it like flips upside down, it like rocks back and forth, like it's pretty intense. And for some reason, Spencer and I did this
after you had drank a ton.
Yes, and after I've just told you I'm scared of the Ferris wheel, so so we did this ride together. I just had my eyes closed the whole time and just screamed the entire time. It made me feel better. And Spencer was cool. He was fine, although afterwards he was like, my stomach is like not great. But we were all leaving after that. So we were all walking. We took the train to get there. So we get on the train. Spencer is like hunched over. He's like not really talking. He's hunched over. He doesn't want me to rub his back. He just is like trying not to talk or move. And he's like not looking great. And we're like, and our friends are like, okay. They get off like a stop earlier than us. And I'm like, Spencer, are you okay? And he's like, no, I think I might throw up. And I was like, really? Like, it's that bad? He's like, yeah. And then we're like crossing this bridge. And he like,
oh.
Like in his mouth and then like swallows it. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like this is happening. And he's like, this is going to happen. And I was like, oh no. And then he just starts puking on the train.
Oh.
He's like hunched over, just
nothing.
Puking.
Nothing to, no bag to
There's
puke in.
No.
It's just all on the floor.
Yep. And what are we supposed to do? Like we can't, we have nothing to clean it up. There's nobody like to tell. Obviously, a few people are, like, watching this, and they're like, oh, no, like, ew, and, like, poor guy kind of thing. And then it's our stop, and so we just, like, get up and like walk off the train, leaving a pile of puke.
What?
And then he like continues to puke like into a garbage, like on the platform. But I didn't know what to do. Like, there's really nothing we can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we just left his puke on the train and then and then Ubered home.
That's gross. Oh my gosh. I mean, you're right. What do you do?
And he only had one drink. So it wasn't that he was drinking too much or anything. It was literally the rides. The three gentle rides that we went on.
Well, the zipper's not that gentle.
Older.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the zipper's not gentle.
Zipper definitely could like mess with your stomach.
Yeah.
And I, man, because you were on the train, there was no way for you to like even just like hang your head out the door or the window or whatever.
Yeah.
I have had to like, obviously being in a moving vehicle when you're already like feeling nauseous and sick isn't a good thing. I've done it on a couple of occasions where like I've been driving myself and had to like open the door and just like hurl on the side of the road. It's so bad. And I remember it happened on Boxing Day or something because my family gets together for Christmas and we drink a lot. And it was the next day and there's somebody like on the side of the road like who passed me and they're like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Keep moving. Like just go," because nobody wants to be seen when they're throwing up, because it is like the most, you just look awful. It like comes out of your nose and stuff too.
And then, I don't know about you, but like I've heard that I puke loudly, but I don't know how to puke quietly. Like how do you quietly heave?
I've been told that I'm a quiet puker.
What? How? Spencer too.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a friend who is a really loud puker. It sounds like she's just yelling into the toilet like like so loud.
That's pretty much what I do, and I don't know how to do it any other way.
I try to be as discreet as possible because I don't want anyone to know that I'm puking. Like the loudest part of it is like whatever is hitting the toilet. Like the water in the toilet. Like, yeah. Because I once actually got sick. It was after New Year's. And I was hungover the whole day. It was like the worst I've ever felt, I think. And it was a couple of years ago. But the place that we were staying at, the bathroom, it was like a loft. So like the bathroom was like its own room, but there was no ceiling. I don't know why you would even bother putting walls up if you're not going to put a fucking ceiling on the toilet like room. Yeah. So people like nobody wants to hear you doing that in there. So like put a roof on it, but they didn't. And so I went into the bathroom and I got sick and because I had said to my friends, I was like, I don't feel well. Like, and then they're like, okay. And so then I came out and then they're like, oh, like you didn't even throw up. And I was like, yeah, I did a lot. And they're like, we didn't even hear you. And I was like, I don't know. The door was open and there's no ceiling in the bathroom. So I don't know how you didn't hear me, but I guess I'm a quiet puker.
Aw, that's cute. I think that's a nice skill to have. This was back in the day. I think I was probably like 17 or 18. And we were going out for my stepmom's birthday. So me, my sister, my dad, my stepmom, and a bunch of her friends were meeting at like a fancy place in town for like a really lovely brunch. My sister and I were so hungover. So my dad came to pick us up and he was just like instantly so annoyed with us because he was like, you both smell like booze and you look like crap. Like, he's here to pick us up for like a fancy brunch for my stepmom. And we're like, we're so sorry. Like, moving really slowly, like, brushed our teeth again. Like, we put on nice clothes, but we just like looked haggard.
Yeah.
And so we get in the car, we're like driving to pick up my stepmom to then go for brunch. And I'm feeling not well. So I'm like, we're like at this major intersection. And I was like, Dad, I have to puke. Like, I have to puke. So he's like, roll down the window. So I roll down the window and he's like making a left turn through this major intersection. And I am in the passenger side, backside, like back of the car, puking out the window.
Oh my gosh, no.
Yeah. And then he was so annoyed. He was so pissed at us. And then we like get there to pick my stepmom up and she gives me like mouthwash, and like I feel better having puked when we get back in the car and we go to brunch, and we tried to have a fancy brunch. I didn't puke again, but it was it was pretty funny.
I can't believe you were that person. I've seen somebody throwing up out the side of a car, like in the middle of town going through an intersection, and you were that person. Like, that's crazy. Yeah.
This other time I was in Mexico with my mom, my stepdad, and my sister, and it was a trip where my parents were letting me basically drink as much as I wanted on that trip, and they were like, because we're here, and we can see, like, we can make sure you're safe kind of a thing, and mm-hmm. while you learn your limits. And so we were at this bar, and we totally got played. Tell me if I've told you this before, like, on the podcast.
Okay.
We were out at this bar, and then we totally got played by the server. So the server kept bringing us trays of shots and saying, your stepdad bought you more shots. And we were like, what the hell? Why would he do that? Like, we are obviously so smashed right now. Like, why is he buying us more shots? And I guess she was going to him and saying, they want more shots. So she was just like playing us, and like, we were all the victims because we got so drunk. And I just remember going, like, and my mom was there too. And she's so cute when she's drunk. She was like dancing, and her dancing was, she had like her like pointer fingers out, and she was like dancing, pointing. That was her dancing. And anyways, I just remember going up to the table where my stepdad was and saying, like, can we stay till the bar closes? And he was like, yeah, sure, like, whatever you guys want to do. And then I immediately passed out, like, at that table. And then they're like, well, I guess we'll go now. And we got, and my stepdad had rented a car, and so we got into the car, and we're driving home. He's sober. My mom's kind of drunk. Me and my sister are trash. And I remember being like, thinking, I couldn't open my eyes, so my eyes were closed, and I remember thinking, like, I just need to burp. So I, like, was gonna let myself burp, but then that ended up being puke, and I just, like, puked on myself. Gross. And then my sister was like, ew! And my stepdad was like, oh, here we go. And then my sister thinks the window's open, so she means to, like, push my head out the window to puke out of the car, but she pushed my head against the closed window, so I puke against the window. I puke against the window, all over myself, all over my side of the car, just covered in puke. And my mom is like, it's okay, honey, let it out, like, so nice to me. And we get back to the resort. My stepdad's like, I'm not cleaning this up. And he, like, goes upstairs. My mom is, like, helping me walk up the stairs. My sister's so drunk, but, like, so confident that she knows where she's going as she walks, like, three extra flights up. We are no longer walking with her. Like, we're on our floor, and she keeps going. And then my mom just, like, puts me in the shower and, like, gives me a toothbrush. And I'm, like, in the shower, and I'm, like, I'm sorry, Mom. Like, I'm sorry. And then I guess her and my sister, again, super drunk, go to the car to, like, clean it up. And they do a terrible job, obviously. And anyways, my stepdad ended up having to, like, pay to get the car detailed and then, like, return it, get a different car. When he did, they were like, tequila.
That's so funny. That brings back memories of when my family and I, like, we went down south as well. And this would have been, like, the first time that I had ever been to an all-inclusive resort. I think I was 18. I don't think I was quite, like, definitely, like, legal or whatever in terms of drinking. But my parents were fine with it, and, like, we drank. And so did my younger brother, who would have been, like, 16 at the time, I think. And so, on this trip, I definitely went overboard, as one does on their first experience of all-inclusive mm-hmm. vacationing. And being as young as I was, too. So I can remember, like, darting from the breakfast table because I was going to throw up. And I think I didn't make it to the bathroom. I, like, threw up in a bunch of plants just outside of the resort. And another time on this vacation, I was, like, on the beach with my brother, and I was like, oh, I don't feel so good. I'm just so hot. And then I was like, hand me that pot. And so, like, there's, like, clay pots on the beach, I think probably for cigarette butts to go into.
Yeah.
And I just, like, took this clay pot and just hurled in it, like, on the side of the beach. But I think the best story is probably the night that my younger brother got like so drunk. I think like a lot of people in the family were drunk that night, but he was definitely like by far the drunkest. And the resort that we were at kind of had like a mini street or like little village. So there was a casino and there was like a couple of bars and there was like different shops and stuff down this one area. So we had gone out to, we were drinking like whatever on the resort or like at the resort. And then we went down this like little mini strip mall street or whatever. And we went to the karaoke bar and we weren't there very long because my dad like turns to me and he's just like, we should go. And I was like, why? And he's like, Brian just threw up all over that table. Like, he just spewed all over the table that he was sitting at. And this is the disgusting part. He grabs his arm like a window wiper and just wipes the puke off the table.
No.
Oh, yeah. It was so bad. It was so bad. And I remember glancing over at him and he's like wiping the puke off the table with his full arm. And I was like, this is disgusting. So we left after that. And I believe that might have been the same night because I traveled with my family. It was my parents, my brother and his girlfriend at the time, and then my younger brother and I. So we shared a room together, and our room just had like a king bed. So we slept in the bed, the same bed or whatever. And I remember in the middle of the night, I like rolled into something moist and gross. And I was like, oh my gosh, he puked in the bed. And I was so mad. So I had like rolled into it. So I took the comforter and I like built a wall between us. And I remember my older brother came in the room the next morning to get us to come like for breakfast or something. And he's like, it reeks in here, guys. Oh, like, what the hell? I was like, Brian threw up in the bed last night.
Ew.
Yeah, it was bad.
I would like to tell one more story.
Okay.
And it's not alcohol related. I think I was like 10 or 11 years old and I had the flu and or food poisoning or something. Like I was nonstop puking. Like I was so sick. And I would basically like sleep and then puke and then sleep and then puke. And I wanted to take a bath because I wanted like baths always make me feel better. So I took a bath in my mom's like nice tub and then I got out of the tub and as I was like in my towel and stuff, I just was like so tired that I just like fell asleep beside the bathtub, like in my towel. Mm-hmm. And then when I woke up, I really had to puke, but I also really had to poo. And I was like, what choice do I make here? Like, what do I do? And so I grabbed the puke bucket and I started puking in the bucket. And every time I heaved out my front end, I pooped out my butt, and I was straight up just pooping on the floor and puking in this bucket.
You didn't get to the toilet?
No.
Oh my gosh, what?
Again, I was like 10. Oh. But yeah, I was like, I just didn't know what to do. I panicked, and it happened so fast that I was just puked in the bucket, pooped on the floor, and then I like... when I was done, I, like, then went downstairs. My mom had company over. And I, like, went downstairs and I was like, Mom, I'm really sorry, but, like, I pooped on your floor. And she was like, that's okay. She's so nice when I'm sick. She's like, that's okay, honey. Like, I'll come clean it up. Like, just go to bed kind of thing. And so I did. I, like, just left my, like, poop on the floor and went to bed.
Wow. My mom would never do that. I don't think.
Really took pity on me.
Yeah. Cool. I guess we can close out this disgusting episode.
I want to hear your poop, puke, nasty stories. So
untraditional places that you've heaved.
Your favorite puke story. We've all got them.
Do we? Those are like memories I want to block out of my mind.
No, they're hilarious. So there share them with us.
There is one more, though, that I forgot I need to tell. Okay. So this was like coming back from a music festival that I had gone to with my boyfriend at the time, my brother and his friend. And we were on our drive home, which was like about an 8-hour drive home. And it was hot and I was obviously hungover. And we're driving like down the highway. And, you know, you're clipping along and I was like not feeling good. And I definitely like didn't warn them in enough time, kind of thing. You know, it's like, if you're gonna get sick, let us know. I didn't really like give them a lot of time, and so I like I like, you know, when it like comes and you think you can kind of stop it from coming up. So I like tried to do that, and I like had held my hand over my mouth, and it ended up like spewing between my fingers and like onto the window. And then, and so I have this, these hands covered in puke, and I was like, and they're like, Janelle, like, open the door, like, get out of the car and do it. Cause by this time we had stopped, and I was like, my hands are covered in puke. Like, they're literally holding the puke into my mouth. Like, this is what I'm thinking. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Release the everything that I'm holding right now and open the door with my pukey hand? Or like, somebody open the door for me, maybe. Like, my boyfriend is sitting in the back seat with me. He's like so far on the other side of the car that like he like is just trying to escape everything. Aww. And I don't remember actually what ended up happening. I think I did manage to get the door open somehow and like puked on the side of the road. But like there was like puke spatter on his the inside of his car window. It was bad. And
puking is so gross. Mm-hmm. And it like it sucks.
And like you need to have Kleenexes or something afterwards. Because, like, it's, like, in your nose and you need to blow your nose afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so, you need Kleenex, you need mouthwash, hand sanitizer, wet towels. Like, so gross. Ew.
All right. So, yeah. Tell us your stories.
TCGA podcast on Twitter. This could get awkward on Facebook. You can email us.
Yeah, email us. this could get awkward podcast at gmail.com. And head to our website for all of that and so much more. Mostly just our other episodes. thiscouldgetawkward.com.
Thanks for listening. I hope you're not puking today.
Yeah, me too. All right, bye.
Bye.